All right, Kay Clayson. Man, it was hot today. I didn't think it was that hot, but then now I'm walking around the pits, and now I think it's hot. So second moto, after a good first moto, second moto got you?
Yeah, I crashed twice. Crashed early, and then I crashed again probably like 25 minutes in, and I was already freaking hot. I got hot the first moto because I was riding really well. I felt good all day, and I mean, I qualified 12th, which was pretty cool. And yeah, I just got really hot and dizzy, and I feel like I had this whole heat thing figured out, and I was good all, you know, when I was riding at SOB and stuff like that. And yeah, I don't know, I just started gagging in my helmet after I got up from the second crash and pulled into the mechanics area. They just started dumping water on me, and I just kept gagging and wanting to throw up. So it was pretty miserable, honestly. It's sucks, but I guess I just got to figure out how to deal with it, because I'm gonna probably race all of outdoors next year.
Yeah, you said you had heat stroke, and that kind of started this for you, right?
Yeah, I had it back in 2014, and it was pretty bad. And I haven't had an issue with it ever since. I've been pretty good. And, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was eating good today. I was drinking plenty of water. I don't know what happened. I think maybe just two crashes. The one kind of hurt, so it was just, you know, whatever. It is what it is.
But maybe you needed an umbrella on the line.
You know what, man? I don't think every person on the line was just laughing at me, because I had an umbrella and I had a fan, and you're just on the mic saying how poor Kate doesn't have anything. Yeah. And to be fair, the first two outdoors, I didn't have any of that stuff. So,
well, qualifying 12th and the first moto, I think you were 14th or 15th for a while. So you got, I mean, those are good results.
Well, no, I was not 14th in the first.
You were not 14th?
No, I started like 10th, and on the first lap, I don't know what happened. Like 10 people passed me.
Okay.
And I went to, like, I want to say it was like 24th. And
no, so I was probably right, because I saw the initial timing, like when you first went, the first timing loop broke and you were up there, I thought.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. And then, yeah, so then I went backwards the first two laps, and then all of a sudden I was just picking dudes off, and I got all the way up to Rod Bell, and I was trying to pass him for 15th, and made a couple mistakes, and then battled with Hand for a minute, and we came together a couple times actually, and he bested me. And but yeah, I mean, it was a good ride. I felt like I was battling with dudes I deserved to be riding with. So the second motos the last 3 weeks have just been pretty god awful.
Let's bring it on to Paula. You live out there. Let's bring it on to Paula.
I'm done.
Why?
I'm done. I'm not going home.
Are you divorced, or are you not going home?
I'm going home. I'm just flying home. I'm not racing anymore. Bro, I've been straight up losing money doing these things. I'm so tired of it. I'm going home. I'm going to go ride my mountain bike and hang out with my wife, who I haven't seen since Redbud.
That doesn't sound like any fun. Let's get the Paula thing going. Look, there's no factory guys in there. You can get up there. You can get some results. You can get this better your number. Are we going to get a number next year?
I mean, I should get a number either high 70s or low 80s. So.
Well, then maybe we're good. What if you get a number right by A-Ray, because he figures he's going to be around the same?
No, I'm way ahead of A-Ray. Way ahead of him. Like.
Oh, yeah, I guess with outdoor points, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Kate, thanks. I'm glad you're alive. I'm bummed, because if I had the last interview with you before you passed away, that'd be really, like, good for ratings, but you're going to live.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.